It is true you can listen to this program on a variety of different devices, but you only need one at a time. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Nick Tokman. For the past 4 years, you've seen Nick as one of the abled fishermen on the hit TV show Deadliest Catch. Well, Nick has decided 4 years on the boat is enough. He is leaving a lot of money on the table as well. Why? He wants to become a motivational speaker, especially for children. It's a very interesting story. We'll find out why, and we will talk with Nick Tokman. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. Mark is talking about the film The Little Prince. Then what happens when you go to the gas station? You ask for a certain amount of gas, and they give you more and pretend that they didn't understand what you said. It happened to me. Yes, because I live in the only state in the union where you're not allowed to pump your own gas, which is ridiculous. And then Kate James will stop by and we will talk about food lies. Your food is lying to you. There are things you should know about various types of food which will make you almost not want to eat anymore and will leave you screaming in the night. We'll have the story. We start things off this hour with the abundance of technology, not all around society, but for every individual in society. I was in Starbucks the other day, and Starbucks is such a unique situation, is it not? It's as if you're walking into this world of peace and baristas and Kenny G music or whatever they want to play nowadays. I don't even know. And it's olive tones, and it's just so wonderful. Dunkin' Donuts, you're in, you're out, and you don't even know what to hit you. But it's Starbucks. It's so much different. It's a lifestyle that you accept when you go into Starbucks. And then when you're in Starbucks, you find the people that decide they are going to spend their entire day at Starbucks. So there's this guy. He's sitting in one of the comfortable little seating areas they have, and he is loaded for bear with his technology. He has his laptop open on the table. He has his phone there on the table. He has a tablet with him that he's holding in one hand, and on his left wrist is the Apple Watch. He was one of, what, only 12 people who actually bought the Apple Watch. This was fascinating. I have never been more mesmerized by a stranger in my life. So I'm standing there in a very long line waiting for my coffee, and even when I was served, I went over to the little fixins bar, or whatever they call it there at Starbucks, because they're too good to put sugar and milk in it for you. You have to do it yourself. So I'm just standing there watching this guy. He is working on his laptop, but every once in a while, he taps along on his tablet as well. A couple of seconds later, he picks up the phone, and you could see it's pretty obvious he was answering a text. Every once in a while, he's tapping on his wrist on his Apple Watch. How much is too much? First of all, see, you're at Starbucks, so you're using their Wi-Fi, which is ridiculous because you're allowing the entire world into your personal life, but that's another story for another day. He had 4 devices going at once, and at one point, he just stopped, picked up the phone, and took the obligatory selfie, smiled, and you know he posted it to social media pretty much immediately after he took the damn picture in the first place. It's amazing how reliant we've become on these devices. And it was one thing when it was just the phone. Then it became fashionable to take your laptop into these places with Wi-Fi. Remember Ethernet? And you had the thing you plugged into your laptop? Now with the tablet and now with the Apple Watch. At least the Apple Watch didn't take off. Do you remember Google Glass? I remember when I first started the show 2 years ago and one of the interns at the network, I can get you a guest about Google Glass. And she gave me like 5 pages of information on it. And the guy I had on made a good point. Who's going to walk around all day and want to be connected through glasses? Do you want to drive behind someone who's watching a YouTube video in their glasses? Of course not. There is way too much technology. You look at the average person under 30. They are disconnected from the human world and they are locked into a digital world that doesn't really exist. What a shame. I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts next time. Stay with us. Nick Tokman is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit, down the left field line, way back and gone!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.